WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenToTheRef.com presents the North Football Show featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski. You're listening to Week 5 of the North Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. We will hear from Joey Paradine, the head coach of the Huskies, trying to figure out how to get their second win on Friday against Bossy. We're excited to be carrying that game here on WREF, and we'll also talk to Coach about last week's game against Wrights. It seems like the Huskies may have the toughest first-half schedule in the entire city, playing Memorial, playing Castle, playing Wright. Those are their three losses in the first four games. So we'll see how the Huskies are doing after that loss. But also we're going to hear from Avier Mitchell, the senior running back, and learn a little bit about his process and how he plans to attack Bossy on Friday night. It's all brought to you by our prize sponsors, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. We'll take a step aside and hear from Joey Paradine, the head coach, on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the North Football Show, filling in for Dan Agurski, I'm Brad Klein. The head coach, Joey Paradine, is here to talk about the Huskies and last week's game against Wright's. Coach, really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brad.
So, look, Wright's is about as good as it gets when it comes to football in this area. 28-12, a loss, but what do you take away from that game?
Well, I mean, it was one of those games where you saw one team that was able to make some big plays and execute, and one team that unfortunately was not, and that was us. You know, we had some moments in that game where we had some opportunities. You know, we had more turnovers than they did. We had 4-2 in the turnover battle. Had several red zone opportunities where we just didn't come away with any points. And, you know, you had Wrights who basically scored, you know, 4 times. Three of those were on, you know, large chunk plays. That was a majority of their yardage. So, you know, we talked about, you know, limiting big plays and, you know, obviously limiting, you know, shot plays by them, and we were unable to do that. But, you know, you got to tip your cap to Wrights because they have a lot of good athletes, and they were able to step up and make some plays.
You know, Coach, I hear you. The frustration with the big plays, you addressed it, and it didn't go your way. I get it. But then again, maybe that's a silver lining because the defense really wasn't bad outside of those few plays that just kind of got away from you. 3 plays for Wrights that were 50 or more yards. So when you factor those out, the defense actually played pretty well against a really, really good Panthers team. Is there anything that you can take away with that in mind, or is it really, hey, we gave up the plays, we gave up the points, take it on face value?
Well, we're always going to do that. We're always going to look at, you know, areas that we got to improve in, and obviously the you know, third down situations, fourth down situations. You know, that was kind of the frustrating part, is we kind of knew what they were coming outside of the one that was like 2nd and 20, but even then, you know, we knew they were probably going to take a shot play. We kind of owned that one as a coaching staff. Could have put our kids in a better position, but you know, I think against the run, obviously we fared really well. You know, it was a little bit easier once, you know, their 2 quarterbacks went out in that first half, you know, and early in that second half, you know, we really kind of knew that they were probably going to try to run the football. And so our kids kind of pinned their ears back and were able to get after them a little bit. But, you know, even up till that point, I thought we did a good, nice job of limiting the big runs. But, you know, those passing plays killed us, obviously. You know, we kind of had hung our hat on and pretty proudful about the way that we had played the pass up until this game. But, again, just some, you know, mental errors, physical errors on our part that allowed them to get the big play.
Coach, you mentioned the injuries to Jamontre Johnson and Ben Davies, and certainly hoping that they're okay for Wrights. Certainly big parts of what Wrights is trying to do going forward in this season, and the Panthers look like one of the better teams in the area as well. But even still, after that, the defense is pretty impressive and kind of winning in the run game in that regard. Speaking of the run game, Luke Grayson played pretty well, and the 2 touchdowns on the ground, and going for nearly 70 yards, 10 carries. Now, in this game, I get it. The fumbles are a little frustrating, but Grayson seemed to do his part. What made him effective?
Yeah, Luke's, you know, a really big player for us on both sides of the football. You know, he plays defensive end for us on defense, and offensively, he's kind of a Swiss Army knife that can do a lot of things. You know, I think he even threw a pass in that game, even though it was incomplete. But, you know, he's kind of a kid that, you know, is built to be a downhill runner. So we know that. And so we put him in some situations where he was able to get that ball and go downhill. You know, I think we got to find more ways to be more effective getting him the football. And so, you know, he obviously has been a, you know, lead blocker for us at times and been a big part of the offense, just not really touching it as much as we probably should have been doing. So, you know, Coach Haywig's doing a good job of trying to figure out, you know, how we can stay balanced and get, you know, a kid like Jason Rucker, who needs to be touching the ball, you know, 15, to 20 times a game. And then we have another kid in Xavier Mitchell who plays running back that, you know, should touch it a little bit. And then, you know, Grayson, who obviously shows that he needs to be touching it. So, you know, that's a tough problem, good problem to have. But we just got to be able to find a way to, you know, stay balanced and get those guys touches.
Joey Paradine, the head North football coach here on WREF, week 5 of the North Football Show. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and at Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizzas, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 5 of the North Football Show with Xavier Mitchell, the senior running back for the Huskies. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Xavier, how are we doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing today, sir?
All good. Really appreciate your time. Congratulations, by the way, on already a successful high school career. I know that you're still trying to stack those wins and stack those carries for the Huskies as you finish your high school career. But let's talk about the last game, because for you, on 9 carries for more than 40 yards, seems like Joey Paradine and the rest of the staff trust you with volume. What does that do for you, and especially how do you feel you've earned that trust to get those amount of carries any given week?
I think the way I earn the trust of running that ball is, first, I try to communicate with my coaches what I see on the field and what's going on in between the plays. And then I practice. I really just try to run as hard as I can and do the things that most people don't to be able to bring a spotlight to myself.
Xavier, you as a senior and as a leader on this team, you've kind of seen it all at this point. Last year, so much success, the sectional title. Now this year, certainly so much football to be played. I'm not trying to bury you guys at all, but one win in the first 4 games. What do you think North as a team needs to fix to get back to where you were last year?
I think we really have the physical aspect. I think we have a lot of mental things to work on. A lot of mental mistakes to work on, a lot of things to watch over and make sure that we're paying really good attention to detail. But we're going to be working hard. We're going to be ready for the next games to come.
Next game to come is this Friday against Bossy. We're excited to be airing it on WREF. Against the Bulldogs, what do you need to do in your 111th to get this win with North?
I think for me personally, I just need to run the ball hard and reading my blocks, talk to my guys, keep their heads high, and play the game hard. As a whole team, we got to keep our heads up. We got to just play hard and listen to our coaches.
The idea of keeping your head up. Now, four games in, we were less than halfway through the season, but and you guys have played a really tough schedule. Those three losses that you have, Castle, Memorial, Wright, three of the better teams you'll find in the area. But has that been difficult to keep your head up, not for you specifically, but for the rest of the roster, maybe for the younger guys in the locker room?
I think they definitely struggle with keeping their heads up. I think it's something that everybody has to come and learn at a different time in their lives, but they're doing really good on working on it, and they're starting to get their heads up. They're starting to bring the energy that we need, and we're starting to get it rolling.
Again, we're here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app with the senior running back from North, Xavier Mitchell. And it's an exciting time because now you guys have an opportunity to get a win against Bossy on Friday. And we're excited because we're going to be airing it on WREF. And for you, your senior year, I'd imagine that this is the last ride, always a wild ride. So have some fun with it. Buckle up because the rest of the season, the second half, so to speak, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And good luck with it.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. We take a step aside. Joey Paradine will tell us what we need to know about North at Bossy Friday night on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball size hail insurance.
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop on week 5 of the North Football Show with Joey Paradine, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach. So, getting ready for Friday on the road at Bossy. What's it going to take against the Bulldogs to get your second win of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just continue to focus on ourselves and get better. You know, I think ultimately, you know, I've preached and talked about execution about every single week that I've been on here. And we've just not gotten to the point where we need to be able to win those big games and make those crucial plays. So I think that's the big thing for us. You know, obviously, you know, Bossy is always a talented team. They're always going to be, playing their hardest and doing what they need to try to, get those big wins for them. So I think our guys just have to come in with the right mindset. Hey, we're here to get better. We're here to, you know, ultimately work on things to make sure we're playing our best football by the end of the year. And so I think if our kids come in with that approach and that mindset, then hopefully we're able to, you know, kind of take care of, not only, you know, getting another victory, but ultimately, you know, trying to improve as a team as well.
Yeah, Bossy's trying to improve as a team right now. Elijah Wagner and so many other crucial parts of their offense from last year gone due to graduation. They're trying to reinvent themselves, but you've watched the tape and you followed along. Of course, you're in the know. By your evaluation, four games into the season, they're 0-4. What are they missing to try and get back to where they were, if not surpass where they were last year?
Yeah, I mean, they always have, you know, some really talented players on the edge. So, you know, the Tomlinson kid who's been playing wide out for them, you know, the last few years is obviously a kid that, you know, that makes you, you know, worry a little bit as a coach. You know, the kid they have playing quarterback right now is a kid that played tight end for them. They returned their tailback. So, you know, they have some weapons, no doubt. I think their big thing is just finding that consistency up front, and trying to be able to, they want to, you know, ultimately, you know, establish a running game and then, use those weapons on the outside to take shots and to get some big plays. So, you know, I think, that's probably a big focus for them. We got to obviously keep everything in front of us. We got to tackle really well in space. And obviously, you know, the big thing is always trying to create turnovers. You know, they've had some troubles with snaps and handoffs and stuff at times. So I think if we're able to, you know, kind of capitalize on those moments, then hopefully, you know, that will be advantageous for our defense and ultimately get our offense back to the ball.
Joey Paradine, the head North football coach here on WREF, week 5 of the North Football Show. Now, Coach, you mentioned turnovers and capitalizing on any potential mistakes that the Bulldogs will make on Friday. But my question to you, how do you tighten up the mistakes that you guys made last Friday, the fumbles? What did you do in this week of practice to address that and try to rectify that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's always a point of emphasis for us. We're, you know, talking ball security and those types of things each and every day, and even working on that in drills. I think more than anything, again, it's just a, you know, it's a mindset with how, you know, a player approaches each and every rep. And so that's something we've been talking to them about. You know, I think, you know, we know that we have the physical capabilities at times. We've shown that, you know, we've had the moments where we do make the plays and do the right things. It's just not on a consistent basis. So our biggest thing outside of just, you know, obviously drilling, you know, ball security and talking about those instances, but just making sure that our guys understand that every rep matters and you can't take any rep for granted. And so when your number is called in those moments, you got to make sure that you, you know, rise to the challenge. So I think if our guys can take that next step and we can, you know, understand that each and every single rep, and make sure we do that, then, you know, the rest kind of takes care of itself. So hopefully we, you know, have done that, a better job of that this week in practice, and hopefully that's our approach.
Head football coach over at North, Joey Paradine, here on the North Football Show, week 5 on WREF, getting ready for the Friday night bout, North at Bossy, and we're excited to be covering it here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the North Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub & Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.